new coach at Dundee County Stratton High School. Of course, longtime boys basketball coach, our very good friend Chris Freeland, stepped down. He has taken on, of course, a position over at Hayes Center, coming up again starting next year. So there is a position open, and it has been filled now. We are pleased to talk for the first of hopefully many times in our sports here. Coach Austin Anderson, and Coach, thanks again for the time. I sure appreciate it. Tell us a little bit about yourself and making your way to Bankelman to Dundee County Stratton. What are you doing right now?
Right now I'm just kind of finishing up some schooling. Originally, I never really thought that I was going to end up coaching and teaching, but after a couple of years, I kind of decided, wow, that is kind of my calling. So I decided, saw the opening down there. I knew a couple of people from that kind of area down there through college, and decided to reach out after that position opened up and ask them about the community and that sort of thing. And from everything she told me, it sounds like a well-knit, very supportive, small community, which is somewhere that I grew up in and graduated high school from. So I decided, you know what, why not try and get down there and get the job and find a place to grow and help invest in the kids and hopefully get a good little program running.
Very athletic community, as you've found out, not only boys but girls as well. And boy, they have been dynamite in the boys basketball program, as you've found out, and I'm sure talked to Coach Freeland and others, that boy, they have been pretty competitive and pretty good for a long time.
They have. I think I sat down with Coach Freeland and told me right off the bat, he goes, "Oh, you know, no pressure, but I don't think they've had a losing season in about 19 seasons." I go, "Oh, thanks, Coach. Love that." But nothing that I shied away from or hated to hear. You don't hate to hear a successful program that you're stepping into. So, no, I mean, the little pressure that he added on is welcomed. I love to hear it. So
that's Coach Freeland for you. That is exactly, I wouldn't doubt that for a second, him saying that. But I'm sure he had a smile on his face. He's excited to have you aboard.
Absolutely.
And have you, I don't think you were saying to me earlier that you haven't had a chance to quite meet the kids, or have you yet?
I have not. I haven't got to meet the kids yet. Of course, the day I went down and signed my contract, we've got a track meet and a teacher in service day. Of course you do. So, which is fine. I understand, small school. So, nope, I haven't got to meet them. I've got a meeting with them Friday to discuss some things and meet them and talk about our summer schedule and get the ball rolling, you know?
And I take it summer is going to be important, especially for you to get to know the kids, then get to know you, camps and stuff like that. You get a ball in your hands, let's get in the gym, let's work on some things.
Absolutely. Again, talking with Coach Freeland, I know they graduated quite a few kids and not sure how many of them have that experience, but that's what, you know, I'm here for, and that's what the summer program's for, is to get those kids some experience and getting ready to run when football season's over, and hopefully not till for them till late November.
Any other coaching duties that you know of are going to be involved in?
Not high school that I know of. Being from that, you know, small school, small community, I know I've got some junior high coaching responsibilities, which I'm looking forward to as well, but nothing that I know is finalized yet.
And what are you going to be teaching there at Dundee County Stratton High School?
So I'll be taking over for Tony Fiscus, I believe was his name. So it'll be 7 through 12 social studies.
This is kind of your first, kind of the first major coaching job of your soon-to-be long career, isn't it?
Yes, it is. At UNK, you know, I got involved with the women's program actually out here. Well, Coach Devin and Carrie Amy. I became a women's basketball player, like practice player for them, and soon was like, hey, this is pretty cool, and they offered me to tag along and become a student coaching assistant, coaching assistant, excuse me. Traveled with them and kind of fell in love with coaching again under them. And so, but definitely this would be my first, you know, big time role that I've gotten for coaching.
I take it you've learned a lot, not only from them and at UNK, some high school coaches. You just kind of take a little bit of all those coaches and try to make it your own, but you learn from those people, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. I learned a ton from even just those two for 2-3 years that I was working with them and under them. And I mean, I don't know how close you followed when they were here, but they led a very successful women's basketball program, mm-hmm. and I got a good insight into how they run things, and definitely going to take a few things from them.
Any family right now? Are you single guy, or what's it look like there?
yeah, single guy. I just have a younger sister, obviously two parents that I love very much, but nope, moving out to Bankelman with just me and my dog, so.
I was just going to say that. He's got to have a dog or a cat or some kind of pet to go along with him. I knew that was coming.
Yep, I do. I've got a big old baby. He's a mixed German Shepherd Husky, but he's the kindest soul you'll ever meet.
Have you found a house yet? Are you house hunting right now?
No, I actually did find a house. So I'll be renting a house there, not too far from the school, so I can walk every day, which is great because I don't know if my car could survive the hills of Dundee County with the ice and everything in the winter. So I can at least make the trek up to the school every day. It's not too far, about a block away from the school. So I was able to find a house. And what was really nice about that was, like I said, talking about how supportive that community is to me already. And I have barely, like, hardly met anyone, but I think I asked for a list of houses soon after I accepted the job, and I was given a list of houses and places to rent almost immediately of people who've, you know, put their names down and looking to welcome in not only just new coaches, but the new teachers in Dundee County Stroud schools.
Well, Coach, we cover DCS a lot in the basketball season, girls and boys, and looking forward to doing a lot of pre-games with you and getting your voice out there. And I can't wait to see what you do with DCS boys. You know, they lost a good group of seniors. They've got some other good underclassmen coming back. The cupboard's not empty, but that senior group was pretty good this year.
Yep, they were. Coach Freeland's been real supportive of me too and got me access to the, you know, the huddle and everything like that. And then I've been watching probably almost too much film for for how little I've, you know, gotten to know the boys. I've been watching probably too much film, but they had a great group of seniors that did graduate. But like you said, a lot of underclassmen that can be pretty good players, I think, and from what I've heard, and I'm hoping to see what I can do with them.